flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
Shanti. What objects are the fountain of the happy strain? What fields or waves or mountains? What shapes of sky or plain? What love of thine own kind? What ignorance of pain? With thy clear gains joyance, languor cannot be, shadow of annoyance never come near thee. Thou lovest, but never knew love's sad satiety. Waking or asleep, thou of death must dream things more true than we mortals dream, or how could thy notes flow in such crystal stream? We look before and after, and pine for what is not. Our sincerest laughter with some pain is fraught. Our sweetest songs are those that tell of saddest thought. The poet has seen the bird. The poet has heard the bird. And poet is thinking of that bird. And poet is talking to that bird. And poet is writing on that bird. With thy clear kin joyance, languor cannot be. The shadow of annoyance never come near thee. Thou lovest, but never knew love's sad satiety. The bird is flowing so free, so full of joy. What objects are the fountain of the happy strain? What field, what wave or mountain? What love of thine own kind, what ignorance of pain. We look before and after and pine for what is not. We are always wanting, we are always yearning for those things which are not in existence. We look before and after and pine for what is not. Our sincerest laughter with some pain is fraught. Even if we smile, even if we laugh, there is a hidden sorrow, there is a hidden suffering. We look before and after, always worried. We look before and after and pine for What is not? Our sincerest laughter with some pain is fraught. Our sweetest songs are those that tell of saddest thought. Teach me, bird or sprite, what sweet thoughts are thine. I have never heard praise of love or wine that panted forth flood of rapture so divine. The poet is enchanted with this bird and is comparing that bird with human being. With thy clear keen joyance, languor cannot be. You are so joyful, you are so blissful. The shadow of annoyance never come near thee. Thou lovest, but never knew love's sad satiety. Teach me. The poet is begging, pleading. Teach me half the gladness, not full, that thy brain must know. Such harmonious madness from my lips would flow. The world should listen then, as I am listening now. Better than all the pleasures of delightful sounds. Better than all the pleasures that in books are found. Thy skill to poet where thou's corner of the ground. This poem by Percy B.C. Shelley to the Skylark is not just a poem, it's the outpouring of the heart. It is the outpouring of the emotions. The poet is walking in some garden and suddenly hears this voice. The poet has not seen the bird, but the voice is so beautiful, so melodious. Hail to thee, blithe spirit, bird thou never wert, that from heaven or near it pourest thy full heart in profuse strains of unpremeditated art. The bird is flying, then the bird is free. And look at human beings. They are chained. They are bound. They can't fly. They suffer from an illusion. He is mine and she is mine. This is the world of illusions. Everybody thinks my husband is mine and my wife is mine. My children are mine and my parents are mine. Even your own teeth are not yours. They drop. This is Mira Mira syndrome. You think things are yours. They are never yours. You think you are the master of things, but things are your master and you are the slave. A saint is walking with his disciples, and there is a man holding, carrying a cow, and the cow is tied by a rope. The sage asks, who is the master? Who is holding whom? Disciples say, it's but natural. The man is the master and he is holding the cow by a rope. The saint goes there. He takes out a scissor and cuts the rope, and the cow runs away. The cow is not at all interested in the master, and the man is furious. And he runs after the cow. And the sage is again asking, now tell, who is bound to whom? Is the cow bound to the master or the master bound to the cow? Who is the master, the cow or the man? Drop. I. Mine. My. I. Mine. My. This is the prison, and you are incarcerated in this prison. So today, Smurli, Baba is talking with mothers. They all want to bring their family into Gyan. They want to bring benefit to their children, their husbands, their family members. Baba told them, you need to become a trustee, not an emotional holder. Just like a bank manager. He keeps on counting. He is holding money. But that money is not his. If he thinks that money is his, then police will have to remind him something. Money is there, money is not there. Things are coming, things are going. You stand. Think of your family members as co-passengers. You are sitting in the same train. Don't chain them to the seat. Let them remain free. Free to go and free to come. Wherever they want to get down, let them get down. New passengers will board. Don't force. They are with you in the train. The moment their station comes, they will drop. They have to begin a new journey. Somebody is waiting for them at the station with bouquets and flowers. A new mother, a new father, a new brother, a new sister, a new neighbor, a new karmic account, a new boyfriend and new girlfriend. Don't stop. You drop them. If they come back to you, then you may have some chance of thinking that they were yours. It will not happen. So think of them as a co-passenger. Another is fix-it syndrome. You want to fix everything. You want to change everyone. To change other person is like giving a bath to a buffalo. You will get tired and you will get exhausted. But even after the bath, the buffalo loves to wallow in the mud. To change somebody, your husband, your wife, your children. Every day people come and ask, what should we do to bring our husband into Gyan? They want to enlighten their family, forgetting that they themselves are in dark. The greatest darkness is the darkness of attachments. You need to have infinite patience. Not all of them will come into Gyan at the same time. They will come. Your relatives are like Indian trains. They do come. They come late, but they come. They do come. They don't come. Many times they are not on time. Many times they are late, but they come. So have the patience. They will not come when you want. They will come when they want. Every seed takes time. You cannot say that, let me put more water. Let me give it more sunlight. What is in your hand is to sow the seed. And wait and watch. The seed will sprout. The seed will turn into the sapling, and sapling into a plant. And that plant might become a huge tree one day. The only required thing is your unattached love. Just stay connected to one Father. This connection is like Wi-Fi signal. When you are connected, it is not visible. Can you see Wi-Fi? But when you are connected, wisdom gets downloaded so easily. You are in a constant state of overflowing consciousness. You remain detached from situations. Nothing touch you. Please, praise or blame, you are unattached. You watch this drama as a detached observer. Baba said, to become trustee, to become alaukik whilst dealing with laukik, to become sakshi, nashto moha, destroyer of attachment. Be like an undercover agent. He's hidden, but does his work. Don't keep on complaining. The room is empty, the room is empty. Don't shout. Enjoy the emptiness. The weather is so cold, enjoy the cold. There is no hot water. Enjoy the coolness. Life is a cosmic joke. And you are the divine comedian in the theater of existence. You are not here to edit the script. The script has already been written. You play your part. Jump into the seat of the audience and enjoy the play. The play is beautiful. So the criteria to send Sakash is to get detached, to drop the attachments. Don't try to fix everything. Don't try to change things. We keep on sending greetings. In yesterday's Murli Baba said, I don't want your greeting cards. I want record. This card, that card. This is a new card here, being card. name, occupation, hobby. An expiry is never. Soul, spreading peace and loving unconditional love. There's no expiry date. You don't have to go to renew it. It's a lifetime recharge. Let this become your hobby. Do the acts of kindness without any expectation in return. Love people and praise them. And let them move ahead. In advancing others, you advance. I am Father's and He belongs to me and He is with me. Baba said, I have come to tell you just these two things today. First, destroyer of attachment. And second, Father is mine and I am with Him and He is with me. Believe. We move. We have our being in Him. Move like a free bird in this world, unattached. There's so much joy. There's so much happiness. Chorus, hymeneal or triumphal chant, match with thine would be all, but an empty want, a thing wherein we feel there is some hidden want. Shelley is talking with that bird and is saying that in front of your voice, all the triumphal chants and all the festivals of marriage is nothing. Chorus, that chorus hymeneal or triumphal chant, match with thine would be all, but an empty want, a thing wherein we feel there is hidden want. He is jealous of that bird. The bird is so full, always singing, always chanting, always dancing. Like a poet hidden, like a glow on golden, like a hidden maid. Move, rejoice, unattached. Bring benefit to many, but remain untouched. An eternal Sakshi. Like a flowing river. The moment you stay at one place, you become a stagnant pond that stinks with this fetid odor. It is such disgusting, such an obnoxious smell. So be like a river, flow. Rejoice, dance. The ocean is waiting for you. Merge and lose your identity in that ocean. Om Shanti.